Blog Talk Radio.
John's Gospel was written between A.D. 90 and A.D. 100. The emphasis in John's Gospel is the Judean ministry of Jesus. According to John, the Apostle John, Jesus is the revelatory word. And so, in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18, we have the prologue. And the prologue is a summary for us of this gospel document. It is interesting that in John's gospel, we have the plenitude of the power of Jesus on display. For instance, his first miracle that was performed in Cana of Galilee in changing water to wine. And this is John 2, verses 1 through 11. The area of power is quality. We find in him a wonderful quality of life that is unparalleled. Healing of the nobleman's son. In chapter 4, verses 46 to 54, we see that the area of Jesus' power is that of space. He didn't need to be present in order to heal the nobleman's son. In the healing of the impotent man, in chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, the area of Jesus' power on display is that of time. This man had been in this very unfortunate state for many, many years. The other is the feeding of the 5,000 in chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. We see the power of Jesus over quantity. Walking on water, chapter 6, verses 16 to 28, we see his power over what is called natural law. In the healing of the blind man, in chapter 9, verses 1 to 12, we see Jesus' power over misfortune. And in the resuscitation of Lazarus, in chapter 11, verses 1 to 46, we see Jesus' power over death. It is important to note that the word believe is used 98 times in this gospel document. In its full meaning, the verb means continuing process of belief, also involving progress. Let me say that again. This verb, believe, in its fullest meaning, means a continuing process of belief, also involving progress. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, we read, quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him." Him, he is the source of creation. "Was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light or the force of man. I'm going to also read verse 5. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness could not overtake or defeat it. So Jesus is the Logos. The term Logos means both reason and speech. Jesus is the express image of God. He is the character, according to the book of Hebrews. This very stamp, impress of deity is within him. He is therefore the Theanthropos. He is the unique one. He is the God-man. There is none other like him. He is the second Adam. He is the Son of Man, God's ideal one. We have these wonderful excellencies on display in the very being of the living Christ. There is no perfection lacking in his essence. He is deity incarnate. He is the Word who, according to John, who has tented among us. In verse 14 of John, we read, and the Word was made, or the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, or superabounding in grace and truth. And so he dwelt among us, or he pitched a tent among humankind, that tent being his flesh. He dwelt among us. And so because he dwelt among us, he most certainly knows our deepest hurts, our disappointments. He knows our bitterness, our anger. He knows when we lack forgiveness of self. He knows the sins that we hide from him. He knows about the sins that we have buried, and they are not dead. He has come to give us life, to free us from sin, ourselves, and death. For God so loved the world, the cosmos, that he gave as a gift. The gospel presents the gift, the good news of Jesus. And he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not die, but have eternal life with God. This is God's gift to us. Jesus is God's gift. The excellent, the impeccable person of Jesus is our divine gift. God has given you his most precious gift. He has given to you and I, his most precious gift, that is the person of his Son, Jesus. John tells us in the book of Revelation that he saw one as it has been slain. That is, the wounds that Jesus suffered for us will still be visible in his resurrection body, that there may be an eternal witness to what Jesus has done for us, what he has accomplished for us, in that he died for you and me, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day, so that you and I might be justified and receive the imputed righteousness of Christ in our lives. You and I have been imputed, or that is, God has reckoned to our account the blood of Christ, that is, the righteousness of Christ, which is by faith. And so, because God has reckoned the finished work of Christ to our account, you and I have a complete or a finished, he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ Jesus. So it is wonderful that you and I can concentrate upon the person of Jesus. When we concentrate upon the person of Jesus instead of our circumstances, our situations, and our problems, you must know that our problems, situations, and circumstances will be transformed thereby. Because God has called us to be preoccupied with the person of, we are to look to him. As we look to Jesus and study the Word of God, there begins to be formed in us the mind of Christ. When we look to Christ and we study the Word, we understand, we begin to understand the importance of being Spirit-filled, so that we can be led by the Spirit of God. Please read Galatians chapter 5. We have, within the theology of Paul, both positional blessings and realities, and then there are experiential blessings that you and I acquire as we get further involved into the practice of living Christology. We go, as C.S. Lewis would say, further up and further in to the meaning of God's wonderful message in Christ. Our lives become deeper and richer and more profound, and we appreciate more the depth of the mystery of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. When you learn to appreciate your salvation, when you find an environment where you can be taught the Word of God and be taught the meaning of studying the Word of God, prayer, pray without ceasing, pray that this Word of God will make your life deeper and richer. When you study the Word, your prayer life will become different. Your attitude about you, your situation, and others will be changed. I challenge you to study the Word of God and to put into practice what you learn. You will find indeed that in him, Jesus, is life, and the life that he has is the light of mankind. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.